Talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed, pasture-raised cows, in one easy-to-mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com, that is healthwithx22.com, or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 or more when you invest $5,000 or more. Just enter X22 in the promo code. Terms apply. And always remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee old deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a new guest, Devin Nunes. Devin is the CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group, and I am very happy to have Devin on the X22 Report Spotlight. Devin, welcome to the Spotlight.
Well, Dave, it's so great to be with you, or should I just call you X22? That's for a long time, I didn't know your name. I just thought you were the X22 guy.
Yes. Well, some people call me X22, but I just go by Dave, and you can call me Dave. It's fine. That's okay.
Well, you know, it's funny when Rumble was first getting going and I joined Rumble because I was getting screwed by YouTube. After a while, I started seeing this, what the hell is this X22? Because you had so many people that were watching your show. I mean, it was simply just amazing. And I had no idea, who you were, what you were talking about. Then I just started, every once in a while, I'd click on and watch it. And it's just amazing kind of how Rumble and True Social are really changing, kind of blowing up the status quo. And you've been, you're probably one of the best examples that's out there of just somebody who kind of started out of nowhere. And you kind of still do live in nowhere because nobody knows exactly where you live. But it's just congratulations on your success, and it's just fun to watch. And I know you have a great following, and I'm honored to be on here.
I'm honored to have you on here, and I thank God that we have True Social, we have Rumble, and we have these other platforms, because without them, no one would be hearing from us. There'd be nothing.
Right.
Most, I think, as you know, most of the people have been banned from YouTube, from Twitter, from Facebook, from Instagram. In some places, you can't even send links of people's shows because they even ban the links. So right. I am so happy and honored to have you on and to have these platforms where we can put the message out there. And I think this is why the deep state players and all these players, I think this is why they're worried and panicked, because they used to control everything. They used to control Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the rest. And now they can't control the truth from coming out. And I think this is a problem for them. And ever right. since you started True Social, I think this has been building and building and building. And I just want you to break down what's happening with True Social, with the SEC, and where you're trying to bring truth from where it is now, and where do you want to bring it?
Yeah, well, let's just start. You brought up the SEC. This is total corruption at the highest level. I mean, we've sent letters to the SEC. We've sent letters to Congress. Congress is now asking questions. But it's real simple, Dave. This is the SEC is supposed to be there to protect shareholders and protect small companies like ours, and to help us to get financing. They're doing the opposite. And, we've laid out pretty clearly that the SEC is totally political. And, we're kind of at the mercy. We're a small startup company. I mean, small with obviously millions of users, but, they're cutting off our access to the public capital markets, and they're doing it on purpose. And they're doing it by, continuing just to have an open-ended investigation into the finance company, which is called, goes by DWAC. And, they've essentially just hamstrung them. And I think there's probably just a couple important points that I probably make sense to you and your audience.
Okay.
One is that the SEC is run by a political hack named Gensler, who we investigated during the Russia hoax days. I think just so your listeners don't know, if they don't know, I used to chair the House Intelligence Committee and was in Congress for a long time before I left Congress to come and start this for President Trump, this social networking company, True Social. But Gensler was under investigation by us and on the House Intelligence Committee. We outed him as the guy who financed. He's the one who set up the laundering of the money that went to that. By the way, they were ultimately fined for by the FEC. There's a special counsel investigation, John Durham, who's investigating this. But he was the treasurer. Gensler was the treasurer for the Clinton campaign that made sure that Fusion GPS and Steele got their money to write the dossier on Trump. Hmm. So you can't make this, stuff up. I would use another word, but I know you try to be family friendly on the show.
Yeah.
Secondly, there's another guy that I'm sure you and your listeners are familiar with. His name was Peter Strzok. He was one of the lovebirds. He worked at the FBI. He was a lead FBI guy on the Russia hoax investigation. And, clearly, I think most people understand it hasn't been, obviously, there's been no indictments on it by Durham. But, the whole concept that the FBI, DOJ didn't have a clue that this was all being orchestrated by the Clinton campaign is pure BS. They all knew. There was a guy, Peter Strzok. So they all knew. They're all buddies. They're all sitting there in D.C., all working together, basically trying to take down a Republican candidate for president back in 2016. And they failed. And it's been well documented how they failed and they got caught. Well, I only bring up Strzok because he was the one who got caught sending the nasty text messages about Trump supporters as he was leading an investigation into Trump, at the highest level with the most powers in the National Security Division of the FBI and DOJ. His wife has long been one of the top consultants are not top leaders in enforcement at the SEC, and we believe is one of the top advisors to Gensler. So you have a very strong relation of Peter Strzok's wife, Russia hoaxer, Gensler, financier of the Russia hoax, doing everything they can to stop and impede this merger from happening. The next thing that I would say about this is that even if you consider that, let's just say that, and we have no reason to believe this, but let's just say that DWAC did all kinds of things wrong. Okay, let's just make that assumption. Well, typically when you do that, the SEC is supposed to ensure that the shareholders, the people who own the DWAC stock, mm-hmm. and small startup companies like ours don't get harmed. Well, they're doing the opposite. They haven't done a damn thing. They're not processing anything from what we can tell. I mean, we've been very public about that to Congress. So, look, if Congress digs on this, and there's a few congressmen that are they're doing a good job looking into this, they're going to find rot there. The only question is, can they get to it before the evidence is destroyed? And look, these people should be, you know, this should be a criminal investigation. Now, look, you know, you're going to have to refer the, you know, people at the SEC to DOJ, which is also totally corrupt with our two-tier justice system in this country. But look, this is a massive scandal, is the bottom line as to why this merger hasn't been approved. And look, the you know, we just don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, at some point, you know, we'll have to go. And President Trump has been very clear on this. Like, look, if we have to just stay private, we'll stay private. But it makes it tough for us to compete out there with the tech tyrants of the world who have access to public markets, the capital markets. And I mean, that's your world. I mean, you know that better than anyone. But, you know, if we're going to take on the likes of Amazon and Meta and others, you know, we have to have, you know, a budget to help our startup company market. And that's really the challenge right now. We have plenty of money to build out features, and you know, we've launched the product, it works great, but for us to truly like get into that next phase where we're going to compete with the likes of a Facebook and an Instagram, you know, we've got to get past, we have to be able to market to the masses as we build out our new features. And we can get to that, but you know, look, we're the fastest growing social media company in history, I would argue. We weren't fully open until right before the election in November, when we finally got on the Google Play Store. And you know, there's been nothing started like this ever. And if you look at Facebook and Twitter, how long it took them to get started. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, one can say, well, the technology's improved. Yeah, that's true. So it was a little bit easier for us to build this system, but we still have to build it from scratch, and we don't have access. You know, you got to remember, between us and Rumble, we've built a fortress against big tech, right? So I always say that our mission is real simple. We're here to open up the internet to give the American people their voice back. And that's kind of what you started with. And we're doing it. We're sitting here standing in the breach, and we don't use any of these tech tyrant woke companies to do it. So we have to, on one hand, yeah, the technology, original technology was built back in the late 2000s, you know, 2008, 9, 10, when these companies were started to grow. But we can't use any of the companies that allowed to do that. So we have to work with Rumble to basically create this whole new open internet so that we can ensure that people have a voice and the right to free speech, the right for the, you know, to their constitutional rights as U.S. citizens. And so that's the challenge that they're posting for us by holding us up and not giving us access to the financing from DWAC is, you know, I don't have a marketing budget. Now, it just so happens that we have Donald Trump, who uses the platform and is one of the best marketers on the planet. And of course, you know, I have access to media. People like you are nice enough to have me come on. You know, and I feature every once in a while people on, you know, I do a little podcast to support people who use True Social. But that's our marketing. It's basically Trump and me. And how ridiculous is that? I mean, here we are, it's one of the fastest startups in history, and we don't have access like normal companies do to the capital markets.
Well, I can see why they're afraid of allowing True Social to merge, because that would put you against, well, Twitter, Elon owns that now, but Facebook, YouTube, because remember, they control the narrative. They control what people see, what they say. And with True Social, the name Truth, people are putting out the truth. And I think this is one of the reasons why they don't want this to happen, because I personally think that this will probably grow much larger than all the other platforms as time goes on, because look how quickly this platform has grown. And if you get the investment that you need, I think this would turn everything around. And I think this is something they don't want to happen.
No question. I mean, look at the ridiculous stories that are constantly being written about us. I mean, remember, you know, a year ago, they said, you know, right away it was like, oh, it fails. And no matter how many times myself or President Trump went out and said this, we were like, hey, guys, we're building this from scratch. We're going to be beta testing. We got to get in the, you know, we have to. So we started with Apple. Then we opened up on the web. And then we didn't get in the Google Play Store until October. And, you know, that whole time, you know, how many stories were written like, oh, people can't get on? Well, we couldn't get on, you jackasses, because, you know, we weren't in the Google Play Store. So we weren't, you know, so if you had an Android phone, you couldn't get on the platform. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And you'd have, you know, story after story after story every single day. I mean, look, you understand the narratives, and your users do too. I don't have to go on about it. But the amount of fake news, the defamation, the slander that we go through every single day tells you all you need to know, that we're growing, we're a real threat to them. And the only thing, you know, holding us up now is, quite frankly, it's a marketing budget so that we can reach the masses beyond just kind of the people that follow Donald Trump or kind of center right politics. You know, that's what we need to, that's where we have to get to. Because the other thing is, you know, we're coming out, you know, our goal has always been, the mission is to open up the internet, get people their voice back, but it's also to take the best of Facebook, the best of Instagram, the best of Twitter, the best of TikTok, and put it into one easy to use app. Mm-hmm. And I think, look, as someone who was a heavy user of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, you know, I can tell you that, you know, I feel very confident that, you know, we actually don't want all the crazy bells and whistles that you have on some of those platforms. We want simple and indestructible and easy to use. And that's, you know, I think that's what we've built. I mean, if you look at our platform now, it's very simple to follow and keep track of the people that you interact with on a daily basis, because with our carousel that we've built and all of that. But look, we're coming out with the groups feature soon. We're actually testing it now. And look, once that comes out, and then, you know, we add albums to these groups, mm-hmm. Look, we're going to have a lot of features, very simple to use, that these people don't, these other companies don't have. They've either become woke, they're too complicated, they've kicked people off. And, you know, we're doing it, you know, how many times did they say, oh, you know, we're failed. Well, we're doing pretty damn well for a company that they've written thousands of stories about how we don't work. When in fact, you know, we've probably been down less than all the other companies. Matter of fact, there was a day, what, about a month and a half ago, the you know, we were the only social media company up. We never found out what happened, but clearly something happened to all the, every single company went down in America. You know, I'm talking about the big ones.
Right.
They all went down for like a 6 to 12 hour period, and we weren't down.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And you said something very interesting, that there's like a two-tiered system, even with the SEC, even with everything that we're seeing. I mean, we also see the two-tiered justice system. I think we have a set of rules for certain people that are part of the, I call them the criminal syndicate, and then another set of rules for everyone else. And I think the people of this country are starting to realize that there are two sets of rules now that the U.S. government plays by, and all the people that work in the government play by. I mean, you know better than anyone else because you were in the House. And I wanted to just get your take, since we're just talking about two sets of rules. What do you think of, in regards to the indictment of Trump, the raid on Mar-a-Lago? I mean, it seems like it's all pointing back to the Biden administration, and it seems like they're orchestrating all of this as all the evidence comes out.
Well, Obama's organizing all of this. That's the bottom line. Obama and his top people. So you know, Biden has kind of his own group.
Do you think Obama's in the basement talking to Joe?
I think Joe's in the basement most of the time. Yeah. Obama's probably at his house, one of his, you know, three or four houses or whatever he owns. But Obama's people are all at the top levels here. I mean, you know, let's just go back and hit, how did we get to this point? I mean, Biden, I saw him in 2015. He was back in 19. So, you know, it was after, you know, after it was, you know, they didn't know if he was going to announce that he was going to run. And I saw him, it was a funeral or something in the Congress. And man, I saw him and I said, whoa, I said, this dude ain't running for anything. I mean, he looked, because I hadn't seen him, you know, since 2016 in person. And I thought to myself, wow, this is not a guy who's going to be able to run because he just looked, sadly, it's going to come to all of us. What's the old saying that on a long enough time horizon, our survivability drops to zero, right? So it's going to happen to everyone. But he looked really weak and feeble and didn't look good. I said, shit, this guy ain't running for anything. And then they were behind Kamala Harris, Obama, his whole people, they were behind. And it was reported they spent $100 billion. My guess it was much more than that. And they had to drop out. Kamala had to drop out before the Iowa runoff because she was not in second place, not in third. She was last. Mm-hmm. In a field of, she was like 10 of 10. Don't quote me. I can't remember how many were in the race at that time. She wasn't even registering after spending probably record amounts, probably more than everybody else. So the Obama people were behind her. And then they quickly realized that Bernie Sanders was going to run away with this thing. And so they had to step in and they basically resuscitated Biden. And then if you look, it's all the top people in the Biden administration outside of the handful of kind of Biden loyalists. These are all people that were at the top levels of Obama. They were all people that were involved, by the way, in the Russia hoax, that all promoted the Russia hoax back in 2016 while they were in the White House and working for the Obama administration. I always say that if you were involved in creating the Russia hoax and perpetuating that nonsense and the corruption, you graduated upward. You didn't, you shouldn't be allowed around government. You probably should have been prosecuted.
Yep.
But these people are at the highest levels of the Justice Department, highest level. They've all got promotions within the FBI, the different intelligence agencies, the military. And of course, within they're scattered all throughout the Biden White House. And so, look, I don't say it. I just say it's matter of fact. Like everybody knows, if they're being truthful, the fake news doesn't report on it. Everybody knows the Obama people are running the Biden White House. And there's a little bit of a rift there between, and every once in a while it leaks out in the fake news between the Obama people and Biden and his wife and, his former chief of staff who's not there anymore. But, it looks to me like they keep a very tight ring around Biden. And then you've got the Obama people that are spread throughout our government that have just built on what they did from during Obama's 8 years of president. And now we get to we're in this very horrible chapter of American history that seems to get worse by the day. It's one thing to, they corrupted the intelligence agencies and DOJ and targeted a presidential candidate in 16. And it leads to attacks on Supreme Court justices, leaks of Supreme Court documents before the release of a judgment. To raids at Mar-a-Lago, crazy ass indictments in Manhattan. I mean, we've just seen complete lawlessness break out across the entire country that I know you document well. And if you're in a blue city in what I call the city states, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, just look at San Francisco last week.
Since you were a representative in the House, did you see that there was infiltration? I mean, you just mentioned a lot right now, but have you seen the country, the government, I should say, is it infiltrated by these people? Or have they taken it over?
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you see the infiltration.
Especially at the Justice Department. Yeah, okay. Especially at the Justice Department. That's probably the worst and the most dangerous. But you're seeing it across. Look, it was always that way. It's always been DC's getting bigger and bigger. The bureaucracies get bigger and bigger. 95% of the people don't vote for a Republican in Washington, DC. And it's getting worse around the rings that, it used to be that Virginia, when I first went to Washington back, in 2002, it was, Virginia, Northern Virginia was kind of known as the, very kind of moderate to conservative suburbs. Now that's all changed. And that's becoming worse and worse too in Northern Virginia. And of course, in Southern Maryland, all the areas surrounding, Washington, DC, and the bureaucracies keep getting bigger and bigger. But now there's something new that's afoot that wasn't there. There was at least some level of the bureaucrats were at least worried about investigations from Congress. They didn't want to go too far because you had the Department of Justice so they were very careful, the bureaucracy, very careful, not to break any laws. But now what's been ushered in is just complete lawlessness. I mean, nobody gives a shit about it. I mean, they just do what they want. You know that if you do favors and pull favors for the left, you're going to be promoted. And so I think you have to assume that at basically every level of the top levels of the bureaucracy, it is controlled by mostly Marxists and leftists. Even if they don't even want to be a Marxist or leftist, they're going to have to play the game. And you don't dare. I mean, you think if you've been a career government employee, whether it's been in the military or an intelligence agency or the Department of Agriculture, for that matter. I mean, you think how many people in Washington, D.C. are going to pipe up and say, oh, yeah, I voted for Trump. I mean, look, it doesn't happen. They're not there. They've either left or they've been rooted out. And the worst of the worst have been promoted. I mean, for God's sakes, they corrupted the National Archives.
Yeah.
I mean, the National Archives. I never even thought you could corrupt the National Archives. But they did. They have. And so, it's getting worse. I mean, look, a lot of people, I think didn't understand when I left Congress. I think hopefully now they're understanding, because if we didn't have Truth Social and Rumble, we'd have nothing. Right. Donald Trump Elon would have never bought Twitter. Donald Trump would not have been let back on Facebook and YouTube. We'd all be sitting here in the dark. You'd have no place to be.
True.
I kind of stumbled into this corruption by accident, and just kind of common sense is how I got into this. And we can get into it if you want, but it started with the Russia hoax when I was the one who was warning about Putin. And all of a sudden, wait a second, you're saying the Republicans are tied to Putin? And then all of a sudden I realized that I always knew the news was fake.
Right.
And they were left wing, but I didn't know they were corrupt. I mean, what we found early on, they were in on it. I mean, the whole media was in on the corruption. I mean, a lot of people that gets by a lot of people, but I think Lee Smith probably did better than anybody else in his, best-selling book, The Plot Against the President. I mean, he documented just in painstakingly how connected the fake news was to the DOJ, FBI, and the Obama team and the Clinton campaign. I mean, it's well documented out there. Probably doesn't get enough coverage, but every major, what you'd say, celebrated journalist was in on the Russia hoax. So then when they turned around and when I said, look, this is a hoax, this isn't true. And when I said, look, I haven't seen any intelligence that says that, Republicans have anything to do with Russia. They attacked me and they attacked my family. And then the only way that I had to get my message out was via social media. And then within, 6-8 months of that, because we were kind of successful with that, despite being freaking blasted and under ethics investigations and every other damn bullshit thing I dealt with, we were able to get our message out. And we were, I wouldn't say we were winning, but we were taking, a chunk out of these guys and exposing them. And then I realized, shit, that I was getting shadow banned on Twitter. And same thing happened to me on Facebook and Instagram. And that's how ultimately, I'm the one who Rumble was just a small startup company that was doing video players. And I was forced to go to Rumble because I was being shadow banned on YouTube with my podcast that I was using to get around the fake news. That was just for me to be able to get my message out and survive as an elected official in one of the most Marxist states in the country, California, or states in the U.S., in the state of California. And kind of the rest is history. So, I knew I was one of the first guys to go to Parler. And I still say the worst day in modern American history was the day that some 24 companies destroyed Parler.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's lost on people. They destroyed a $1 billion company overnight. And nothing ever happened. I know that Parler tried to bring lawsuits against them. I mean, now it's permeated into the courts, the judges. I've brought, several defamation lawsuits against the fake news. You know, and it's almost a guarantee. If I get a Obama or Clinton appointed judge, my cases get thrown out.
Yeah, and that's
that simple. And the same thing I think happened to Parler. I don't know what happened to those cases. And so, you know, many of my cases are moving forward, but you know, it's typically only where you have a Republican judge. And, you know, and defamation is defamation. This is, you can argue over the actual malice, whether that's New York Times v. Sullivan. We can have arguments over that. But what I've learned through my process, they don't even let me get there many times. Right now I'm moving forward in many cases. And I don't know if I'll actually ultimately beat that. But my cases get thrown out sometimes for no reason, for technicalities. I don't even get to New York. Every time everybody, you know, says for years, oh, you know, New York Times v. Sullivan, you can't bring these cases, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think that's nonsense. You should be able to. But they're not even, these judges aren't even following the law. Like, look, you want to knock me out ultimately on actual malice, which I think is a nonsense, and I think it should be overturned. They don't even let me get there. You know why? Because they know damn well, once I get into this, we know the actual malice. It's clear. We see it every single day. So I will win on actual malice when I get these cases through and can actually get them to a jury trial where we're not dealing with a corrupt judicial system also.
Yeah, I mean, this is how you actually see the infiltration, because when you see, like you're saying, these certain judges and prosecutors, and you see certain people in government, when they don't follow the rule of law and they have two sets of laws or rules that they're following, you can see it very clearly. I mean, I think it was a very big turning point when, if we go back to the Russian collusion, when you had a memo and Adam Schiff had a memo, and both of you were reporting two completely different things, and it turns out that you were absolutely right. You were reading it correctly. You were telling the truth. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com, or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And he was lying about it. And I think a lot of people, when they saw that, they thought, whoa, wait a minute. How could this possibly be, where they both have the same memo and they're reporting on two different things? And I think that was a very big turning point in this country, because people started to realize what was really going on.
Well, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
It's worse than that, because it shows you the level of corruption. Now, look, by that time when that came out, I knew how bad the corruption was, because this is in, you know, this is early 2018 when we released that memo. But look, let's just take the obvious thing that was right in front. They all knew that it was what Schiff was saying was bullshit.
Right.
The fake news knew, but they were in on it. The DOJ knew, but they were in on it. The FBI knew, but they were in on it. Remember, Christopher Wray did everything they could, including sending Russia hoaxers to review. I mean, hell, they investigated they got grand jury subpoenas against my team of lawyers. They effectively reverse spied on me to stop me from putting that memo out. So it's way worse than even that. I mean, forget Adam Schiff. He's a lowlife. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's a Hollywood wannabe, you know, I mean, could ultimately be in the U.S. Senate. And the press all knows he's a lowlife. Okay. But what people miss in all this, the current FBI director, top level people at the DOJ, investigated my staff to stop me from putting out that memo. That hasn't even been investigated yet. I mean, what did they go to the grand jury with when both Rosenstein and Wray, and by 2017, they knew we had an investigation, a criminal investigation into them, not maybe Rosenstein and Wray, but into people at DOJ and the FBI. And then what do? They try to block us. And then we find out 5 years after the fact, not only did they do that, they went to a grand jury and got subpoenas against the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's lawyers. So these people will do anything. And Rosenstein and Wray had to have known about it. They had to have signed off on it. So, yeah, I mean, by that time, we can go on this, Dave, but just that alone shows you the level of corruption that we're faced with in this government, which is, look, why I left and said, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go make sure that not only myself, President Trump, but millions of other Americans, we're going to have a voice and you're not going to be able to destroy us. And that's what, I wake up every single day and, I know because ultimately an overused term many times, an overused phrase, but the truth will set you free. And the more they squeeze, the more people that will join Truth Social and be posting on Rumble, and even then they don't seem to give a shit. I mean, YouTube loses people to Rumble every single day.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to care because, they've been printing gold bullion there in Silicon Valley. Now, look, I think Twitter's kind of another, different story. I think that's kind of a mess and, kind of a weird Elon purchase, overpaid and all of that. But look, you're starting to see even Facebook and Instagram, I think Facebook's got to definitely be dropping. Instagram is probably holding its own in terms of usage. But they've got TikTok breathing. I mean, TikTok is dominating now in the under 25 years of age. And they don't care. So they have so much money, so much value. They're so wealthy. They're in with the left. They're all in this. I mean, you've got a lot of these fake news outlets either owned by billionaires or they're being financed by these big tech companies. I mean, that's how interwoven all this is. And it's ultimately they're the propaganda arm of the left. I mean, I like that Elon Musk, called NPR state-run media. I think it's very funny. But the reality is that he's onto something there, but he needs to realize it's not just NPR. It's the question is, who's not state-run media in this country?
Yeah, that is the bigger question.
And it's really the regime-run media here.
Yeah. And I agree with you with the truth and propaganda. All we need to do is continually put out the truth every single day because that's the most powerful weapon. It will always destroy the propaganda because all we need is the facts behind us. And with True Social, with Rumble, I think it's getting out there, especially when the Republicans now are investigating the Bidens and, the media is not really reporting on it. I mean, they don't want to touch it. If you talk about it on YouTube or Facebook, they're going to censor you. And this is the only place where this information actually gets out. And I think that's very important. I just have a question for you.
People want freedom and they will find it. And I think the best example is you and your listeners and viewers. And I say that because I kind of told you at the beginning of the show here about how I found you. Just happened to see, I remember at night watching this. What the hell is this X-22 report? I just had never heard of it before. No offense, Dave. I just hadn't heard of it. And I was like, and I was talking to Chris, the CEO of Rumble. And I said, what the hell is this? He's like, oh, yeah, the guy's huge. He's got this massive following. And so then I just started kind of paying attention. Every once in a while, I'd watch your show. But what did it for me was I was in a just gotten a car picked up from the airport. And this was probably a couple months ago. And anyway, a guy recognized me, started chit-chatting with me about True Social and about Rumble. And I was like, oh, yeah, what are your, I always like to hear what people have to say, who they watch, who they follow. He's like, oh, yeah, man, it's the only place. The guy he goes, X-22, that's where I get my information. He's the only guy that tells the truth. And I was like, wow. I mean, that's some serious, so you have you've got hundreds of thousands of people that are out there following you and you're getting the truth out and they're coming to you because, because look, you're just a guy who's evaluating the news and information and clearly people want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me just ask you one last question with what's happening in the House, because you were in the House. The investigations that are going on with Jim Jordan and the rest, and they're beginning to subpoena people. What do you think needs to be done to actually maybe bring people to justice? Can they bring people to justice? Can they do anything?
Well, all they can do now is expose, because the Justice Department is rotten to the core. I'm somewhat surprised that Durham is hanging in there. And I think he's only been able to hang in there because, and I'm sorry, Durham is the special counsel that's supposed to be looking at the whole Russia hoax, for people who don't know. He's managed to stay in there, but largely, you know, that's the only investigation that I've ever seen, high profile investigation, that's never leaked. And so I think he's a pretty smart operator. I've never met him. Clearly we made some 14 criminal referrals, to him. I think he's been stymied because you never saw a charge brought against the FBI and DOJ who are the ones really responsible for this, which I'm guessing Garland wouldn't let him. I don't know if Barr wouldn't let him before that. Then he had to bring these charges in DC, which, both of them actually proved. We learned so much more from the level of corruption through his indictments. But I only tell you this because you can't expect the Republicans. I mean, what are they going to do? Turn this into Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco? I mean, Lisa Monaco is the deputy. She's the one running the Department of Justice. You think she didn't know about the raid at Mar-a-Lago? The number three went over to Manhattan, to participate in that charade. And it's just come out over the weekend that the Biden administration knew all about Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. They've been cooperating with the Manhattan thing. Don't be fooled. So the Republicans have more investigations than they have time for, sadly, because there's so much corruption. I mentioned, like, look, one of the priorities for them, just two in my wheelhouse. One, the whole SEC shenanigans and how they're destroying the shareholders of DWAC, and they're trying to destroy our company. That's a major scandal. You also have the scandal of, wait a second, the top levels of DOJ and FBI went and got subpoenas against my staff back in 2017. I mean, that's a whole nother scandal. Those are just two that we've talked about here, not to mention, the Bidens and everything else that's going on, the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. We can go on and on. I'm sure you talk about it all the time. So their challenge is twofold. One, there's so many bad things happening. They just have a lot on their plate. They can't get the subpoenas out fast enough. And then secondly, they have DOJ and the whole bureaucracy that's going to do everything they can to stand in the Republicans' way. So they have their work cut out for them, and they don't control the Senate. So it makes it very, very difficult. And they have a small majority. They have a 3-4 seat majority right now in the House, and it's tough to herd that many cats. So we're damn lucky the Republicans were able to gain control. There's times they deserve plenty of criticism, but I mean, I think if you look at what Comer and Jordan are doing, they got a lot going on and a lot to investigate. And not a lot of time to do it, and not a lot of, and it's without the cooperation of the whole bureaucracy.
I agree. Hey, Devin, thank you very much for being on the X-22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people see your work? You said you do a podcast on Rumble. How can they reach you on True Social?
Well, it's real easy. You can follow me, Devin Nunes at True Social, or Devin Nunes at Rumble. And what I do, and maybe I'd love to have you on with your X-22 moniker there. I'd love to have you and showcase you on my podcast. I do it like once a week, basically just to promote True Social users. And it's a lot of fun. I originally started that kind of like you, Dave. I had to do it because I didn't have any access. The fake news was just constantly attacking me. So it was really the only way. Once I was shadow banned on the social media platforms, the one place that people could hear directly from me was by starting a podcast. And I started an audio podcast first. And it was Dan Bongino, who actually called me and said, he's like, dude, your podcast, because I did it like once a week on Fridays. And then oftentimes I would get up into the on the charts. I'd be like in the top 50. And he called me one day. He's like, dude, what the hell are you doing? You have like all these people that are listening to your podcast. I said, I don't know anything about it. He's like, you got to do a video. And he's like, you know, you need to get on YouTube. And imagine that, you know, yeah. Dan Bongino telling me to get on YouTube in early 2020. And kind of the rest is history, you know, YouTube. Then we quickly noticed that YouTube was shadow banning me. And then I was the first guy to go on Rumble. I had 10,000 followers on YouTube. And in 3 weeks, a platform nobody had ever heard of. After my third episode, I had 35,000 followers on Rumble.
Wow.
Okay. And then, of course, in 3 months, I had nearly 400,000. And it just showed, that's how I know. The same thing happened to me on Parler. I mean, that's how I knew, like, just how bad, like I knew it was bad. I had real numbers. I had real experience, tangible experience that I had of being shadow banned. Like, you can't argue with those numbers, right? You know, quickly on Parler, right? I had, you know, more followers than I had on Twitter, just like on True Social today. More followers than I had on Twitter, even though I got on Twitter in 2009. So I have real tangible numbers, but, you know, being in this world full time now, fighting these tech tyrants and trying to keep the internet open for the American people and people around the globe, you don't know how bad it is until you're living it every single day. And every single day, I'm just petrified at how evil these companies are, and it permeates through everywhere. It's not just the tech tyrants. It's also with all the woke corporations. I mean, the other thing they're doing to the few, and sorry, I know we're ending, but something that maybe you could cover in the future. And that is one of the real risks here is that a lot of the brand advertisers, you know, they won't advertise with X22 Report or Breitbart or True Social or Rumble. And that's a big problem because it's a big problem in the future because it shows back to the SEC, the SEC is truly not out there protecting the American people. Because if they were, they'd be out there saying, well, wait a second, why are you spending so much money advertising on, say, Twitter or Facebook or CNN? Because if you compared the numbers, you know, the returns have to be a lot better. In terms of click-through rates and people that would buy if they advertised on a whole host of conservative podcasters to video casters to simulcasts to a True Social, et cetera. So how are these, you know, the top 1,000 companies in the U.S. getting away with, like we saw in the last weeks, thinking that it was just normal to, you know, hire, you know, transgenders to promote Bud Light? Mm. I mean, this is madness, and what they're doing is they're trying to starve out the ecosystem, the whole entire ecosystem of those of us that are trying to. I don't even call it center right; it's really about people trying to get the truth out. You know, they're trying to starve those people out. Look what they did to people like Matt Taibbi, yeah. Glenn Greenwald, not Republicans, not conservatives, liberals, and they banned them from everywhere. Now, look, they've risen again. Why? Because they're using Rumble and True Social, places like that to make a difference. And but anyway, it's just something for you to look at. I mean, look at the, you know, how is it that these companies are getting away with just putting billions of dollars into ad platforms that only run ads if you're following the regime propaganda of the state-run media.
I agree with all of that. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for continually fighting. Thank you for allowing us to have a platform, because without it, no one would know anything. All they would know is what the media was telling us and whatever the other social media companies allowed us to see. So thank you for putting up the good fight here and continually fighting, because I think that's what we all need to do. And I want to thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming on. And I hope True Social is able to get that deal together so you can continue on expanding and allowing more people on, more advertisers, and actually go up again. We're already going up against the other platforms, but, you know, basically eclipse them so, you know, they can't function anymore. So,
well, look, thank you for that, Dave. And thank you for what you're doing. And it's really, like I said, an honor and a privilege to be on with you, because you're really making a difference out there.
Thank you very much. And thank you for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's talk about our health. Collagen may do more than simply turn back the clock on how your skin looks. The latest research suggests it may also help with building muscle and losing fat when combined with exercise. This is why I highly recommend trying it out yourself. It is designed to help combat some of the visible effects of aging, bring back youthful glow, and support healthy weight management. It uses a groundbreaking formula that combines five critically important types of collagen, including collagen peptides from grass-fed pasture-raised cows, in one easy-to-mix scoop. Visit healthwithx22.com, that is healthwithx22.com, or use my link in the description below to get 51% off my favorite collagen. Plus, be sure to use my link in the description, because every purchase using that link gets free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, as well as a new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, completely free. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 or more when you invest $5,000 or more. Just enter X22 in the promo code. Terms apply. And always remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals a shocking number of Americans are trying to lose weight, and that number may surprise you. Around 52% of Americans are struggling to support healthy weight management. This is why I highly recommend taking this amazing keto powder. It is designed to help with healthy weight management, elevate your energy, increase mental focus, and improve your overall wellness. It works by helping to increase ketone levels inside the body, which in turn can support your weight management goals by way of promoting healthy appetite management and healthy metabolism. Try it today by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Or use the link in the description below to get 51% off, plus receive several bonuses with every purchase completely free. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The second largest and third largest bank runs in history happened last month. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to secure their wealth with gold. Gold is the most stable asset outside of government control. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth. Bag a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That is x22gold.com, x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.